tonight? Can you hear me? I want to thank you for coming. I wish you were not here. I bet you wish you were not here, but you are. I want to say thank you for joining together and consistently trying to put together some movements and action to take this movement to the next level. I have a confession to make. I am here because I have a black agenda. You are here because you have a black agenda now. If you did not know. I don't need many claps. I'm gonna spit it straight to you. If you're an activist, you can raise your hand. You don't have to. But who wants to be an activist?
Right here.
Well, let me tell you about the job of activists. It's long hours. It's no pay. It's no reward. You have to distance yourself. You have to sometimes be apathetic to what people feel about you. You see the examples that activists and organizers have had historically, and it's bad. Now, who wants to be an activist?
We do.
No one's going to tell you that there's long hours. No one's going to tell you that they're not even going to care about your plight. No one's going to tell you that. But I tell you what, right now that you are here together, we are stronger. But I had to tell you, because no one signs up for this job. You feel it at the pit of your gut. It's something that you fall asleep with and you wake up with. It's something that burns in you, because your passion will define your actions. I'm only here for two reasons. I'm here for you and you and you and you and you and you and you to do a self-risk assessment. What is that, you say? A self-risk assessment. They just said for those who are not comfortable, A, B, and C, you put yourself in a category and say, can I go to jail tonight? Okay. I gotta go to work. Well, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? What is your line? Is it the city council when we get there and they give them cameras? Is that it?
No.
That's how far you gonna go?
No.
Once they say, okay, we're gonna give money to the family of our roster, is that it?
No.
Where will you go? Are you willing to distance yourself from the people that you know based on your beliefs? Because I've heard more conversations about race since the decision than I've ever heard. Some of you are getting comfortable or uncomfortable. Some of you have had conversations with black and white people that you haven't had before. Raise your hand if you've been in some dialects, some dialogue. We're not here to appease our conscience. If you're committed, I'm excited for you. If you're just involved, I'm excited for you. If you're just interested, I'm excited for you. But the mission, somebody had a sign that said, let's not make this a moment, but let's make this a movement, not a moment. Ask yourself, what does commitment look like to a movement such as a black agenda? But I have to be really clear when I tell you all a few things you may know, you may not know. I have to tell you the true definition of racism, which is the basis of the police killing black lives in the street. It's a real situation that I can't talk about out here because some of us are not ready for it. But let me tell you what racism is. But first, let me tell you what it is not. It is not bigotry. It is not hating another person. It is not discrimination. It is not oppression of a people because of their color. Racism was the literal race when they acquired slaves to the New World to go get resources, land. And we were the booty, the treasure, the loot. We were the first currency of the country. When everyone else was in the race, we were the loot supply in the race. So when you think about my agenda, the black agenda is the economic, consistent, everyday life. And I'm so glad that you are sharing this plight with me. You should give yourselves a round of applause for that.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you, the plight, and I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And you're going to hear what you're going to hear.
Say.
I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, and you're gonna hear what you're gonna hear. I want you to be inspired that just being interested, 3 hours a month, you can make some change. 6 hours a month, you can make some change every day of your life. But my question is, when you leave here, how does the mission continue? And I'm so glad that we got small groups, large groups, contingency groups to continue on this plight. Because I'm still aligning my, I'm aligning my mission with other missions. Children, women, vets. But this black agenda is the agenda that you have all chosen. You have chosen this. You have decided to come out and help black people raise their voice. Haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
Now, that's gonna cost you. If it haven't cost you nothing, then what are you here for? It's gonna cost you your own conscience. It's gonna cost you your own comfortability. It's gonna cost you, maybe cost a family member. It may cost you a job. I'm not asking you to lose, I'm asking you to know what you're prepared to lose. But the fact that you're out here, when you go to city council tonight, you have an opportunity to change something massive. You don't, Ora Russell was a loving soul. She's not here anymore, and in time, it's gonna be one of us. Will you stand up for her? Will you stand up for me? Will I stand up for you?
Yes.
So we worrying about the plights and the fights, because just like a gang, when gangs are together, you don't know who's tough. You don't know who's really gonna fight. Because it looks good together, but individually, we're not as strong, but together, collectively, we can move mountains. And I am in this to be committed until I am not alive anymore. That is my mission. That is my individual movement, and now that it's more people, we have a collective movement. I don't know what your movement is, but I hope as it coincides with this agenda, that this black agenda, that you find a way to coincide your agenda so we can help you also. Because when they put body cams on, it's not enough for me. When they hire more black officers, it may not be enough for me. When they change policy and get ordinance in, it may not be enough. What's enough for you?
Justice. No more killings.
No more killing!
Disarm the police!
Disarm the police!
Justice!
Justice! What does justice look like to you? Where would you be if no one else was here? Where would you be? But I'm gonna tell you, I'm inspired. The fact that you come here and you meet because you want something to be done. I'm inspired. When you leave here, how do we continue? I have to go talk to my boss, who don't even know who Mike Brown is. They did a die-in in the mall. I work in the mall, don't come see me. But I work. They did a die-in and said, what is all this about? Why are these people still angry? Why are they still marching? Why are they still talking? Why do they still have signs? Isn't there some, haven't we appeased them yet? Are you appeased yet?
No!
That's why you're here!
Yes!
That's why you're here, because you're not appeased yet.
That's right.
And come Christmas, and come New Year's, some people will be appeased. They get their gifts, New Year turn in. Where will you be?
Here.
Yeah, right here. You're going to be here and say, hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Because we want you here. We're going to build from this. My friend said, it's something in the pit. If it's in the pit of your stomach, if it makes you sick, If you hurt for another human, that's why you are here. That's why I am here. And it's something that we can do in our individual lives. I'm gonna share a story, then I'm gone. I have to share this story with you. I put a sign on Facebook that said, hey, I showed up to my daughter's school. I showed up to my daughter's school, and I say, black men should just show up to the schools just so they know we're not the Loch Ness Monster. It's like, what? What do you mean? So at the school that I work at, a teacher walked past and said, I seen your post on Facebook, Mr. Morgan. It's a good job, you were with your child. Now this is my black agenda here. When I say, did you get the gist of what I meant? Well, no. I said, well, both of my daughters go to school where there's no black people in the building, and I'm the only black man that works in this school, so, and there's 50% of black children in each school, so where's our representation? So I started a black fathers group. Because I am not appeased. That is my mission. No, no, no. It hurts in my stomach to know that there's no validity for young black children. There's no cultural competency. There's nothing that looks like them, and they put them in these situations where they're not validated. I have to do something about that, just like you. What are you going to do in your individual lives about this black agenda that you so wholesomely are supporting now? Are you interested in it? Are you involved in it? Or are you committed to it? I don't know. But this is the first step. Once you've been here for months, and you're gonna be here for years, and I hope that you are in it for life. And they say, hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Thank you!
Yes.